Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
everybody needs a little time away. How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Today, it's Bill, y'all. Nanod, you can go ahead and cream your pants. Cream your panties.
Panties.
He sent me a picture today. It was very interesting.
Of his panties?
I have to say. Yes, actually, it was. Kind of. His swimming trunks.
Oh.
Today is Wednesday, June 1st.
June 1st.
Episode 360. We normally don't record on Wednesday. It's usually Thursdays. But we were actually supposed to record yesterday.
Yeah.
No, Monday.
No, we were supposed to record yesterday.
We fucked it all up.
Well, we were supposed to go out of town, but we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you guys have, like...
A life.
Lives.
So, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Before we kick off...
It sounds weird. Does it sound weird?
A little. I sound like I can't even hear myself.
Like echoes or something?
I don't really hear that many echoes. Well, I guess I do a little.
I hear an echo on me.
I don't hear an echo on me. I can hardly hear me.
I changed some of the... Oh, that's a lot of echo. I changed some of the sounding, so hopefully it's okay. We'll just go with it, and if it's not right, we'll fix it next time.
It's like you're both loud in my ears.
Well, I just hear a lot of, like, echo. So what were you going to say?
Before we kick it off, I just want to say we've known each other for a few years, right?
Right.
Well, because it's June 1st and all, you want to go get gay married? Civil rights is all here.
But wouldn't you want to get gay married to the person next to you?
Well, yes.
Well, not even gay married. It's gay civil union.
Yes, well, no, that's gay marry.
Oh, it's the same thing? Well, I don't care. Whatever they call it, they call it. But it's better when it's on the federal level, right? Which it isn't. So it really doesn't matter for you.
It's a step forward.
Okay.
It's a step forward.
It matters a little.
Okay. It does.
I guess.
There are still rights involved. Man,
yeah,
you're just so
sick. I got a beer and a glass of wine.
Shit, girl.
I had a rough day for some reason. Not really. I had an ice cream social. That was nice.
this is so rough. It's like you're really making us feel really bad for you.
Oh.
Turn your phone off.
A listener's text messaged me.
So,
are you going to say what the listeners said or no?
No, because he actually called. So we should be getting a phone call. Oh, cool. There it is.
Paula.
So.
Yay, participation, y'all.
This is not starting good.
No.
It is not according to the show notes, and it messed me up.
I just thought I'd throw that in there for you.
But yes, y'all, we can get gay married now.
Gay married, y'all.
So
today.
I can go get a stranger, marry
today.
Him, and then divorce him. The next day, if I want. Because, you know, divorce is legal.
Be like your idol, Brittany.
You know, I didn't know divorce was illegal in some countries.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
I didn't know.
It's technically against the Catholic God's law.
Yeah, but all they have to do is say, I'm sorry. Oh, no, that's Baptist.
That's to Jesus.
Yeah. No, actually to Mary, because they don't talk straight to Jesus. They talk to Mary. Catholics do.
Well, this is true, but that doesn't help them get out of it.
No.
The Pope still says, no! No! I say no! Unless you haven't had sex. If you haven't consummated it, then.
I feel like I'm really quiet.
You're not.
Really?
No.
Because my bubbles are not going as much as everyone else's.
Yeah, it isn't. What's going on with that?
I don't understand.
You're second. And...
Whoa, there I am.
Whoa. I don't know why yours isn't going up. Because you need to talk louder.
Okay.
So talk a little louder.
I'm talking louder.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the problem. You're always low and I'm always high.
Bow, bow, bow.
Brown chicken, brown
cow. So this weekend, speaking about brown chicken, brown
cow. Oh,
brown chicken.
My God, y'all. It's hot. It's hot here in Illinois.
It's the wine. Now the weather's gone to bad.
Right.
It's
so
cold. It's hot.
This weekend was... Bear
oh,
Pride
shit.
And IML.
And IML stands for International Male Leather, for
yes.
those who don't know.
And y'all, I think I lost every ounce of innocence that I had left in my body this weekend.
Which wasn't much.
Oh, no.
And I didn't even do anything wrong.
I think you...
I didn't even do anything.
I think you realize how much innocence you have when you go to the leather market at IML.
Right. You need to talk louder.
Oh.
It's easy. Or closer to the microphone.
It's these damn microphones. These earphones. Because I sound like I'm screaming in my ears. But no, that the leather market...
Oh, my God.
If you had any innocence... It was plucked.
Gone.
And then
it's gone.
It was, I saw stuff
goodbye
that I had thought that I would ever see.
Do you see the animal dildos?
Yes.
Yes.
Aren't
yes.
those hideous?
Oh my God. One of them looked like a inside out something.
It's a horse's there's a horse's penis. Mm-hmm. There's a elephant's trunk.
Yes, elephant's trunk. I saw that.
Ugh.
I saw real leather animal masks, which was scary. And they had little paws with that go in with it. And
did you see the demonstration of the boys dressed as on the collars that were all nuzzling each other like they were long lost dogs?
Yeah, I heard that they actually had puppies that were getting to know each other and smelling each other and stuff like that. Puppies. I didn't see that.
Did you see the cube?
Yes, I saw the cube. And then this is when Bill saw me there, and my stomach was a nervous wreck. I was on the verge of shitting my pants the whole time because I was so nervous in there. And I don't know why, because I mean, I was seeing stuff that I had never seen before. And I was really nervous. Like, I saw a dildo on the end of one of those jackhammer things that go like this, you know, that thing on the ground. And I have video of it, the guy playing with it, and it's going so hard that it broke and fell off. It was scary.
The cube, though, is frightening.
It's thin, latex cube, and they suck all the air out of it until you have
pretty much your body's in it except for your head,
and you have no clothes on.
Well, yeah,
yeah. Everyone that got in there had no clothes on.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's just I don't know. And then they roll you around in it, so then you have on your back, and then they're smacking your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Though I felt really bad for the guy during one of the demonstrations that was hogtied.
That is what I was going to talk about. His face was turning purple.
But you left before you got to see him get his ass pounded and spanked that it was turning red and blistering.
Is that the same guy that were hitting his balls and stuff too?
Yes.
Tying them and twisting them
and
stuff?
Yes, yes, yes.
Literally, I had to walk away from it because I told Kevin... Yeah, I can say his name. That's okay. I could not take the fact that... I mean, he literally... I thought he was going to pass out and die there because his head was so blue... He was not getting any oxygen, and it was scaring me.
I kind of wanted to buy a harness, though.
Yeah. I would never wear it. I don't know where the hell I would ever wear that.
I saw the the fold-and-go slings that I thought of Ricky.
Oh, no. I saw it. There was a guy that was tied up in like one of those things. And he was all tied up, and they were taking this thing that looked like, you know, like the grill lighters?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? With a long...
Yeah.
And they were going, shh, shh, and they're like
shocking people.
The fuck
shocking
out of him.
People.
And he started crying, and they kept doing it, shh, shh, shh. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I
can't handle this.
I can't wait to go back next year.
Now,
all of that...
I picked up some leather-scented lube.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
Gross.
Now,
yeah, it is. But, I mean, I would never use it, but I got it because I want to take a picture of it and show people.
But on the side note, though, with all that craziness, though, wasn't it just so fucking hot?
There were
people
so
that were there.
Many hot guys there.
I went with one of James.
Yeah. Yo.
That's hard.
It is very hard, isn't it?
One of James' old...
But open that mouth!
I know. One of James' old friends from... Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that who was there with you?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was cracking me up because we're going down the escalator and all he's like is like, oh my God, he's hot. Oh my God, he's hot. He's hot.
Oh, you mean Bill?
Shit. Oh my God, Bill, that's hot. And it was just a constant. And then I'm going like, it's okay, girl. It's okay. No, really. I think I need to play the game. Who's not hot? There's no one here that's not hot. Oh my God, these people are hot.
There was a lot of hot guys there and a lot of hot Latino guys. Oh, my God. It was heaven because some of them had, like, assless chaps on. Remember when we were standing there and the guys were all playing with their dicks and the guy was so hard that it was, like, down to his knee and all I could do was go... And Bill was like, Ricky? And I'm sitting here going... And then they start sword fighting each other.
Staring at it.
No, I saw more gratuitous cock in one place than, ever. Because everyone was taking their clothes off in the middle of the place to try on, like, the rubber suits, try on the slings, try on the everything.
One of the guys, well, every time they got in the cube, the guy that came out, he was naked. But the guy that was getting shocked, he was naked. One of the guys that was in the cube, the guy that was doing, like, the air, whatever that's called, got down and pulled his dick out, was making the guy give him a blowjob while he's in the cube, and was, like, gagging him with it. And I was like, hey.
Lala's in the background, like, watch that?
There were all kinds of women there.
You should go.
Did you see the grandmas with
the loose lips McGee's down there?
I heard there was nasty ass women with their lips out.
There was women there that had like these tight leather bustiers, and they were probably like 65 years old, and they were just so tight enough that their tits were up here, and you could like see the brown part of their nipples hanging out. And I'm like, oh.
Speaking of which, I used to play this game with a friend of mine called Pink
I wanted to
brown.
Talk about that today.
Yeah.
I was thinking about when I was taking a shower this morning that we should talk about that. Because I was like, what are mine?
Pink.
Why? You already know because you've
seen them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pinkish.
What about you?
Brown.
Pink.
They're pink.
They're not that pink.
Lauren.
Lauren, can we see yours?
Pink or brown?
I don't believe you. We need to see it. Come to the microphone. Hold on. If you're not close, they can't hear you. I realized that in the last shows.
You know what I heard? I heard that your lips are the same color as your areolas and your nipples.
But I don't see a lot of people with brown lips.
No. I sure fucking got some brown nipples.
That might be true, though. Listeners, is that true? I want you to go in the mirror. I want you to lift up your shirt and look at your lips.
No. I want people to tweet pink or brown.
Pink or brown.
And the answer. What
you just tell us what yours is.
Yeah. Just answer pink or answer brown.
Right.
Pink or brown.
And you can direct message us and we'll talk about it. Or you can just respond at James Leroy.
At James Leroy.
We need to get Bill Foul Monkey's Twitter account, I think.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
She's totally checking out.
Here, do mine match?
Do my lips match my nipples? Hold on.
Okay, so Lauren is looking at everyone's lips and their nipples, and Ricky tried to stick his nipple in his mouth or close to it.
I used to be able to do that, but I'm not a fatty anymore, so I can't. This one can, I'm sure.
Oh, close.
Lick it.
Your turn, Lauren. Do it. Do it. Let's see it.
She's a lady.
Ladies don't spit.
Lady of the Dark.
And we all knew that on the bus on the way to the dance the first night.
Okay, so the other side of the weekend
was Bear Pride.
And did you do anything? You went to the one dance.
I went to the Metro and I went to Inferno.
You went to Inferno.
So,
where Inferno, I ended up being a really hot mess. And apparently my pants were, as I was walking down the street with my jockstrap on, my pants fell down to my knees. And there's a picture of me.
Shut up, where?
Kevin has it.
Now, are you the one that said that I passed off and then ran away from Sketchy Chaser that I introduced you to? And then someone gave me hell because they're like, oh my God.
You introduced me to like a weird guy and I was like,
sketchy,
no.
The Sketchy Chaser. You know, sketchychaser.com. Poster child.
I know. I know him.
That isn't a real website.
What he looks
Have
like,
you
though.
Never met him before?
I can't remember what he looks like.
You gave me hell the next day. What was up with you? Introducing me to that guy and then walking away and running away. And I'm like,
I don't remember what I was drunk though.
Tired of him.
Was he messing with you? And then
he does the hug and then fondles the flub.
He's one of these.
Oh.
And it's a side grab too. And I'm like, dude, this does not make me really want to.
Do
hug you back.
Right. I don't like that feeling either when people go like this.
But what James was talking about and how we learn ladies don't spit on the bus was on the bus to the last dance, which was Nuts to Butts.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very packed shuttle bus.
So there's some people standing.
Very packed shuttle bus. People standing in the middle of the road or middle of the aisle. And the guy totally is getting a blowjob. And as the shuttle goes from the hotel to the club.
Oh.
And it was special.
Mm-hmm.
Black guy.
And did he swallow?
I don't think he finished.
Oh. Were they cute?
Well, no. The black guy wasn't
ugly,
but he was really nice. I talked to him all weekend. He's from
He's
from Long Island. He was the one getting blown.
They usually are.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you say about black guys?
Joe, let us know.
What did you say about black guys, Phil?
I can't say it. You want me to say that out loud?
Yeah, it's okay. We're on the show. Go ahead. It's okay. We'll protect you.
I think I'm blushing. When discussing dating or having sex with the African American gentlemen, I have never been a fan in the past because there's a scent down below that's kind of like musk and cocoa butter. that I am.
Wait, could you say that louder? I couldn't hear you.
What?
It's musk and cocoa butter. I'm personally not attracted to.
What if it was just the cocoa butter?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Or just the musk. Is it just because it's combined?
I don't know. There's a scent down there.
Is it kind of like drinking orange juice?
It's kind of like
at the same time.
Have you ever messed around with someone that's actually from the country India and curry crotch?
Lords in the background.
Don't look at me.
Because, dude, we spiked that shit up.
Because there's a scent there as well.
Have you guys ever been with somebody who has a weird constant funk?
Yeah.
There was somebody I used to be with and date that had like a taco smell. Wasn't Mexican.
Well, was he white?
Yeah.
Ricky, have you come across that? Jalapeno and
salsa.
Enchilada.
So Bear Pride and IML, they were fun. I'll definitely do it again next year.
Oh, I will do it, and I will be buying the $50 ticket.
Heck yeah.
My thing is, okay, Friday I went with a bunch, Josh and all of them. And so what happened was we had a free 1 hour bar tab.
Yeah, how did that go?
That's where I should have probably eaten.
Oh, shit.
Because the last time I ate was at 12 o'clock that day.
Oh.
And so I had to rush my ass over to Kevin's. And while I was there, I took 5 shots of vodka. Bam, 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 bam. So by the time I got to the bar, which was only like 30 minutes, I was already like, yo, I had 5 shots. And blah, 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 you know. And that's where Lauren and her friend was. And there were other people there, like the people that we invited from Facebook. And then that's where I continued to have drink.
Was it worth
after
it?
After drink. Yeah.
Was it? So you'll still do your...
Yeah, I need to set mine up. I need to email them. And that's probably where I should have stopped drinking. But I didn't. So when I got to the bar, people were buying me drinks. You know, because I'm cute, I guess. I don't know.
You should have seen what's happened to me on Nuts to Butts.
I can only imagine.
James got drunk.
Mm-hmm. I got so drunk. And I paid for one drink the whole night.
But before we get to Nuts to Butts, we had the Metro. Well, you guys didn't go to the
Metro.
We didn't
go to the Metro, but we went to the underwear 80s party.
Mm.
But we did not get in our underwear.
But I did the next
one. You guys. What? Oh.
Oh, yes, you did.
At the Nuts to Butts.
I'm still kind of not a little happy about that.
Yeah, I think you should tell your story, and then I'll tell you.
Okay. So we went to the Metro, and y'all, this is the first time I'd ever done this, that after I had a few drinks, and then there were a certain group of people that I saw that had their shirts off, and I'll tell you about that later. I was like, oh, no. They're not going to show me out, and they're not going to have more fun than I am. So I was like, took off my shirt, and then I was just dancing my ass off.
Everyone has their shirts off there.
They did.
That's why it's so great, too, because you don't have to feel self-conscious.
And that's where I met Jeremy. You saw Jeremy.
Mm.
He works for Randy Blue, that porn company. He's the camera guy and photographer.
He's so hot.
He's cute. And his best friend, David, is the one that I'm in love with in Los Angeles. That I showed you him, right?
I'm not sure.
Well,
we'll do it later.
Okay.
So I decided to spend some time at the hotel while James was working because we both had run passes for Bear Pride. But mm-hmm. we weren't staying at the hotel because who wants to pay $129 a night?
When you live in the city.
I would love to, but that's just not cost effective right now.
Though we did know somebody who priced-lined that shit and got $69 a night.
Yeah, ugh. No kidding. So I decided that I was going to spend the day playing bingo with the bears.
Oh, the naked bingo.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be strip bingo, but it turned into strip bingo. And I was one of the first people that was forced into his underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to spend 4 hours playing bingo in my underwear.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah, he's cute.
Oh, he's so adorable.
But I like his best friend better.
Of course you do.
Yeah, because so the rules of the game were if you won a round of bingo. Oh yeah, you have showed me that. If you win a round of bingo, mm-hmm. you got to either pick a prize or one person who was playing to take off an article of clothing. But as they had the rule was
he's so fucking fine.
You had to cover your holes in your pole. Because of Chicago law.
Mm-hmm.
So
with napkins or bingo cards?
You couldn't get it out of your underwear.
You can only go down to your underwear.
Oh, okay.
No, jocks, nothing like that. You had to have your everything clean and tidy. And so it was actually kind of entertaining because basically the rule then became there's enough free shit that everyone's just going to take what they want at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get everyone in the room naked.
Oh, okay.
And that's pretty much.
You didn't get naked?
No, I was the first person to get put in his underwear. And then I played 4 hours of bingo in my underwear.
What kind of underwear did you have on?
Spider-Man.
Cute. Is it the ones from Target?
Yes.
Oh, I have those too.
So it was fun. It was a little liberating because I'm a chunky monkey, mm-hmm. and I'm a little self-conscious when it comes to that kind
of
stuff.
Did you feel better after some of the people took off their clothes?
Well, yeah, because there was a mix of people. There were some hot motherfucker people playing, and then some... Not so much.
I'd be like, here, come sit on my lap.
Oh, no. I really wasn't so happy when I was like, this is strip bingo, and
You mean James?
God damn it.
You're going to have to listen to that, because I think he's actually said your name a couple times.
Only twice.
But I think you said it before that. Yours and his plans. See how fucking hard it is?
This is hard. You need to not be in the FBI shit.
Nebraska. Well, after September, we may not have to worry about that anymore, right?
I don't know, maybe. I'll still go on the show and talk about still say my name.
Mm-hmm.
Say my name,
I won't be displayed as my real name, but I'll still be James.
We can't use your real name?
I don't know, maybe. We might be able to, but I'll be...
We can use your real name in the audio and just use your fake name in the notes. So then they won't be able to find you unless they listen.
Maybe.
Anyway.
So yeah, I'm not really liking this.
With the show?
I don't really like my underwear
in public.
You know, I wish I was there because I think I would have done it too.
Oh, I know you would have.
Because
it was just fun. And it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
We're totally doing it next year.
Oh, I may be running. I volunteered.
Did Steve?
To do what? Wait, to do what?
To
volunteer to do?
To call bingo. No, Steve was, he was forced to do it. And that's why.
As in, was he in his underwear too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool.
Including the people that were volunteering. They were some of the first people to get.
Oh, okay.
To put in their underwear. But yeah, he went right to his underwear and was, but he was drunk as fuck.
When was he not that weekend?
No, but he really was because he was suckered into volunteering.
Jesus.
And he said the only way he would do it is if he had free drinks. So they gave him 3 Coke. One or Pepsi One, whatever one of those Coke Zero bottles that looked like they were full, but apparently they were half full of vodka, half full of Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. And he drank 3 of them and quickly. And he was drunk.
So, I don't know what else I was going to say about that. Anyway, I had a bunch of fun. The market was crazy. And I think even if I go next year, it's going to be a bunch of different. Okay.
I think I should do a show next year from Bear Pride. Honestly.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we can hook... I'll have to work into this and see if maybe we could do a live show or something. And
you should ponder.
Just But you're going to have to work for that.
That is,
well, I don't know if we should do a live show. Well, we could do a live show because most of our listeners probably won't go.
Probably we could do a live show.
You just need to record interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could be your reporter.
That would be fun.
I'll just go
report. Y'all, this is Bill, and I'm here at Market Days. I'm Bear here at the mart, at the Leather Mart.
Let's turn it over to Bill.
So, how does it feel like having a cock in your mouth?
Oh, speaking of which, they had a photo booth thing that was free on Friday night. Uh-huh. So much fun.
It was like a green screen.
It was a green screen, but they put different backgrounds behind.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy that kept going up there several times in different jocks, all this kind of stuff. But that's not even
the funny part.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not even the funny part. The people taking the pictures were these little young ladies.
Petite, beautiful little girls.
And I said to one of them, like, do you feel kind of weird being here? And she's like, no, it's fine. And then the guy walks in with his jock and his stuff. She's like, She got that weird, like, you're not bending over, are you?
are those all questions for James?
Pretty much, yes.
Questions for me.
Are
we ready to move on?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
That's on the next subject, but I was thinking about going to Pride Fest in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
But it's happening like 3 days before I get paid, so it's probably not going to happen.
We met a lot of people that were going to that.
I heard it's really good. It's fun. But we wanted to get like a hotel room up there and stay up there for the weekend. So, but very smart. It may not happen.
Who's we?
The crew. Well, I was going to talk to you guys about it later.
The crew.
Gotcha.
But, Josh, Kevin, George, Luigi, and then
Mario.
Good one, Bill.
Josh is totally Princess Peach.
He totally is.
Is Kevin
Toadstool?
I love you, Kevin.
He doesn't listen. So, y'all, I posted on Twitter that we're going to record a show on Monday, and we actually didn't do it, but we did get some questions.
Yeah, thank you.
And most of these are for James LeRoy. And, well, we had several people. Two of you will be on the next show, 361. So we're going to do Joe and Dallas's.
Yeah, we'll just do
who we love.
Bunch.
We love him dearly. He has awesome handwriting. And he is of the African descent. Well, American descent.
Hey, Joe, pink or brown?
I'm pretty sure he's brown.
It'd be kind of weird if it was pink.
Maybe he has, what is it called? Vitiligo of the nipples.
Mm. Joe, I'm sure your crotch smells great.
I'm sure you clean up after
yourself.
He's
from Texas. It probably smells like barbecue.
Ooh.
Or bulls.
Ribs.
Or steers.
Steers and queers.
The only thing that comes out of Texas is steers and queers. No, I'm not a steer.
So the first question's to Ricky. What do you love most about Chicago?
Oh, these are from... No.
There's a few that are for you. The first sections are for you.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So what do you love most about Chicago, Ricky?
I think the food.
Mm. Really?
All the different food. I think it's my most favorite thing. The next best thing is all the different kinds of beers that they have here. I think it's pretty cool. Because some of the beers that I've drank here, they don't have in Florida.
Right.
My next thing would be the CTA.
Heck yeah. The drunk bitch's best friend.
Right. Which I've been getting better, y'all. I've been taking taxis sometimes. I'm getting better.
Shut up.
I took a taxi from Big Chicks.
Wow.
I'm proud of myself. And I posted on Twitter, I was like, oh, now I'm a true Chicagoan. I'm taking a taxi. And somebody responded, no, true Chicagoans take CTA. And I'm like, at 3 o'clock in the morning? No.
I'm fucking drinking shit.
No. Back of my knees are sweaty. I don't like that.
Ooh, my leg pits are too.
Yeah,
I call them leg pits.
Yeah, knee pits. I think that's the most I like about you. Well, and I think this summer is I'm gonna like a lot because last weekend I had so much fun.
Yeah,
just going to the dances and then going down by the lake. And George and I rode our bikes for like almost 8.5 miles.
Nice
up and back. That was nice. And then we saw someone drown. down on North Beach.
Were you there for that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we had to get off the sidewalk.
By the way, you guys, North Beach, for the listeners that aren't here,
it's like
Chicago,
crazy, right?
It was nuts. Yeah. This weekend, I guess.
Well, like, actually, it's all the way from where Kevin lives. We went all the way down to Fullerton,
mm-hmm.
and everything was closed because there were so many people there.
Yeah,
they were not allowing any more people to come to the park. I mean, it's crazy.
What I was saying was North Beach got a lot of people who got like heat stroke and were getting like crazy. Like the firemen were out there spraying their hoses everywhere.
Sorry, I just have to read this for you.
So the next question for Ricky. What are some touristy things that you've done in Chicago?
Everything, because I've been here almost a year, and
you have
done a whole hell of a lot more than I have done.
It's because you're lucky.
I haven't done really touristy stuff.
Come on,
shit!
You've been to
The Bean.
The Bean.
Yeah, but I came here. I did that last year.
Yeah.
And then what else did you do? You've gone to some of the museums.
Yeah, I did do that. I did that last year. And it was on the free days, which were awesome.
Heck yeah.
Have you done Sears Tower yet?
No, because I don't want to go out there.
Too shame.
Tomorrow, I hate you. It's free tomorrow, right? On Thursdays?
I don't know.
I think it is. No, maybe it's Tuesdays.
So, what touristy things have you done then?
What touristy things do you want to do still?
I don't know of anything. Really.
Do you want to go to a Cubs game?
Yeah, I need to go to a Cubs
game. Yeah, I can't remember who I was talking to that said they had a Groupon for
socks.
Rooftop.
Oh yeah.
Really?
And it's like free beer and free food and stuff. Yeah. I can't remember who it is, but I think that would be cool.
Well, we can all go to a Cubs game, even if it's the nosebleed, like $14 tickets. We'll just take binoculars and we'll play cup or no cup. And eat a hot dog.
And we can play Peek or Brown, too, at the same time.
Right.
Well, I think I would do that. I'm trying to think, like, what else here that's, like, touristy. I don't know what they consider touristy.
Well, anything that are specific to Chicago.
I haven't done the Sears Tower.
Like, Sears Tower.
I've heard the L. That's
Shedd Aquarium.
I haven't done Shedd.
The museum.
I haven't done Willis Tower. That's the same thing. I meant the Hancock.
No.
I want to go up there to the bar.
I really don't want to do those. I'm kind of an aversion to, like, that shit.
Oh, you don't like heights?
Not in, like, buildings and stuff. Mm. I know, airplane, I'm fine, but...
Yeah, I totally have a Chicago bucket list of shit that I want to do.
Have my magazine, the... Mm-hmm. What's that?
Dining Out,
and it has all the restaurants. My goal is to eat at all those restaurants while I live here. Not, like, in 1 year, but... And I've done pretty good. I've got a lot of them in there.
I think our next goal, since it's summertime, is we need to go to some of the free concerts Millennium Park.
Or there's some free movies that go down there, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
I want to do that, too.
When do you make that happen?
Oh, I want to do a picnic, too.
Well,
like, down
cute.
At the park. Mm-hmm. Like, get all of us together and just have, like, a really big picnic.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that you can, like, take your grills and shit down there.
Yeah.
I would do that because...
People in Chicago like food.
They do, and they like their shit barbecued, too.
Mm-hmm.
How was your first week of AA?
Says Joe.
I quit. And I actually do have to say, since I've been to Chicago, since I've lived here, I've probably drank more socially than I have anywhere else.
You know why? Because you don't have to worry about driving.
That is true.
See?
That's very true.
That's it.
It's a huge valid answer.
I thought the same thing the other day. I'm like, am I drinking more than normal? And the answer is yes.
Like, I would never go to someone's house on Easter and drink four bottles of wine.
And have a costume party.
And have a costume party. I didn't have to be at work the next day. But even still, like, last week, I was at Big Chicks. I had to be at work. I had to get up at 5:45 in the morning.
Just think about our margarita days.
I was there till 1:30.
At Garcia's with the lesbians. Those are always on work nights.
Yeah.
And I've never really done that. Well, when I was younger, in my 20s, I could do that, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think that
I drink too much.
It's a huge in part of because of the transit system.
I love as we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm. We're drinking.
You took a sip of beer. I took a sip of wine.
Did you guys see the new Bud Light bottles that you can draw like your name and stuff on it and put your telephone number on it and give it to someone?
Shut up.
It's like, you know how they have the You know how, like, in grade school, you, like, colored a piece of paper with, like, color crayons, and then on top of that you put black, and then you scrape it off? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's how the bottles are. So you could put your phone number on there and give it to somebody.
Nice.
Or your Twitter name and give it to somebody.
That's funny.
So where are we at?
We should buy a case of beer and just put at Foul Monkeys.
35? Yeah. Okay, we need to end this.
No, we got shit to talk about.
We could talk more, your next show. I mean, you could throw it all together.
Okay.
It'll run a whole lot smoother than this one.
I haven't really completed the AA course. I'm still working on it.
I didn't know you were trying.
What is James Leroy looking forward to most this summer in Chicago?
I really want to go to Lollapalooza. I would really think that'd be a lot of fun.
Is that sold out or is it free?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I know of people who I could go with to, for instance, volunteer at Graham Elliott's food station. And then get into Lala for free.
So by you mean the three of us.
You guys want to volunteer? The four of us, Lala says.
I could do that.
Oh, I'll volunteer totally for a chunky
for a free
gay
concert.
Guys.
I would totally go see Muse.
Famous
so
food
bad.
Booth and Muse. Oh, yeah.
I just think it'd be nice that now during the summertime, just being able to go do outside activities. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
I really liked going by the lake.
Right.
Weekend.
Well, it was in really Chicago, nice. It's either winter or not,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so I don't know. I think that's one thing I'm really excited about, wearing shorts and flip flops, showing off my legs,
which yeah. made me feel really good. Cause I was walking down the sidewalk this weekend and George looked at my legs. He's like, damn, never realized your legs were so muscular. I was like,
oh,
that's
nice.
Right. That's right.
That's a great segue to the next question, actually.
Oh, what's the... what does James Leroy like most least about yourself?
No, most and least about myself.
Well, it doesn't have and. It has a slash mark, so...
He means either okay. or.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll fix it.
Instead of fixing
it... So what is it?
Why don't you talk?
I know what you like most about yourself.
What?
Probably what most Bill likes most about you.
My boobs?
No. No. Your uncut soul.
Oh.
That's
never...
probably what most people like you for.
Oh. Really?
It's not your eyes, honey. I'm sorry.
I know how to clean one now.
With your tongue.
Ew.
Ew. He gets lint all up in there.
Ew. It's like a belly button.
You guys need to stop talking about my uncut soul. You're so full of
it's
lies.
It's totally like lint. Like a belly button.
Guys.
Does it have that funky smell when you put your finger in it?
Like, yeah. Why do belly buttons do that?
I do not know.
That is disgusting.
And they all kind of smell the same because, no matter who it comes
because
from.
They never get cleaned.
I clean mine in the shower because I have an innie. I have to clean it.
Well, so do I.
Well, I have an innie too. I mean, I still clean it. I just don't like deep clean it.
I think bigger guys that have outies look weird. Like they're pregnant or something. That's weird. I don't like it.
But big guys... Big guys' belly buttons are funny anyway. Like the really big ones, when they wear a shirt,
mine's kind of off center.
And you can see it.
And it looks like there's a vortex. It looks like the deep end of the pool.
That's the sign for the chasers to come after them.
Right. Oh.
It sucks the chaser in.
You know, it's like when you look at a lake and you can tell when it's shallow and not.
Right.
It's like light colored, like a dark.
sandbar, cliff.
Right. Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know. I
know what you like most about yourself, that you're from Nebraska. Which is sad.
That is the most proud part of myself.
Oh, that is sad.
No. I don't know. I feel like I have a good personality.
Touché.
See? See? I feel like... Oh.
Take a drink from that.
But like, what do you not like about yourself?
I'm still not a big fan of my body. Like, I do like my calves. Mm-hmm. I do like my calves, but... Yeah, I still,
you know,
after losing my weight and having my weight loss of nearly 100 pounds, I still have that extra.
You know what we're going to do together? When I lose 30 more pounds.
We're going to run?
We're going to go get a Groupon
and go run
for liposuction and plastic surgery. And we're going to do it together in the same room.
Can we get peck implants to look like Chris Evans?
Duh.
God, he's so hot in that trailer.
He's just hot. What is the most embarrassing thing to happen to James during sex? Has he ever done someone he's ever regretted but enjoyed secretly?
The most embarrassing thing. Most embarrassing thing.
Oh, you stain people's couches.
No, that's whatever.
he's not embarrassed by that. I'll tell you that.
That's their fault because they're in control. Just saying.
No. you're in control of what happens.
No. Okay.
So back to the question. And not my couch.
Or mine. Oh.
What?
Awkward.
Lauren.
No, Bill, you didn't know?
Hello.
Duh.
Three-way.
Didn't you hear it through Twitter?
I did hear that through Twitter. James, do you have something to tell me?
I love you.
And apparently Ricky.
Well, who doesn't?
Hard. And from
I just love Ricky's pink nipples. His pink and brown nipples.
Because I have one brown and one pink one.
So do you neglect? Do you regret having sex with...
Oh, I haven't even answered the first one. My most embarrassing thing. Oh, regret having sex with Ricky but enjoyed it? I don't regret it.
Aww. Was that the most embarrassing thing you've done during sex, was actually do it with Ricky?
No, just with the lights on. I'm kidding.
We had no control over the lights because it was in the alley.
Oh,
that's kind of hot.
So that wasn't your leg that brushed up against me? That was a rat? Mm-hmm. I told you to shave your butt. No, embarrassing.
Like, have you ever fallen off the bed?
To be honest, poop dick.
Ew. Well, that's a given, though. Sometimes that happens.
Did you fart in someone's face when they were rimming you?
Ew. No.
I know somebody that has happened to.
Yeah, so have I.
Which, I'm sorry, I would have to laugh so hard.
If that happened.
I'm like, I am so sorry. Just imagine if it was like one of those sulfur ones, too. Oh, my God. The one that, like, hurts your nose.
Oh, it stings. It's going to be like the ones you had.
I couldn't believe how well you could hear that on the show.
Wasn't that crazy? Oh, man.
I'm surprised this chair is still white. That's
my chair. Lord's in the background.
That's my chair.
Okay, so we're going to end this.
This is fun.
Have you ever done someone he's ever regretted?
But enjoyed? I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm not going to say any names, but yes, there has been a person that I regret, but have enjoyed. Mm. Yeah. It was a while ago.
All right.
While ago.
I'm right here. It's really awkward.
I know. So,
we're going to end this.
Give us a call. This is James Roy.
It's 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys or jamesleroyfm.
Check out our Facebook fan page. I'll take it for you. At Facebook.
And you can check out foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. And he's always talking about me fucking it up. Follow us on Twitter. As always, we forgot the conversation piece question.
Well, it's because we had no
Because not on the shell of what we normally use that you supposedly put it on last time.
Hey, we had so many people ask us questions that we have a priority to answer those. Goodbye.
This is Ricky.
And this is James Roy.
This is Bill.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Peace out.
Do you see the animal dildos?